from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We have not seen him at all. I know, Tyler, you were at practice last night. We have not seen him at all. First time you saw him, it's like, all right, hey, seeing reports, he's coming out. 4-8's out there. Tunza was out there strapped up, playing a little bit. Joe Mixon was out there, 48. Those are guys we hadn't really seen. And then there are reports that Texans linebacker Christian Harris left practice. He was walking gingerly off the field and was being assisted by a trainer. It was his first day back. That's according to DJ Bieniemy and many others who had those reports. And Clint, we've heard that it was, you know, a lower leg, a leg injury of some sort. We're two preseason games in. This was the first practice he's on the field. They're not in pads at all. They're running around with just a helmet on, Clint. And he had to leave practice with assistance, with a walking gingerly off the field. Now, this is the first time where I'm really like, all right, yo, is he going to be ready to go week one? Is that in question at this point? I'm officially concerned.
Oh, hell, you should be. I mean, I think the reports were it was a hamstring with Christian Harris.
Yeah.
And the first practice back, I thought that was just a, maybe there was a hamstring issue, kind of like the Laremy Tunsil. Had a little surgery this offseason. I thought it was a little bit more of a slow introduction for Christian Harris. I was under the influence of that. Not, for no reason. Nobody told me that. I just thought that's where Christian Harris was. And if it were a hamstring issue, to go out there and not be able to get through one practice before walking off gingerly with that hamstring issue tells you that it's pretty severe. This is big, guys. I mean, this is big time, big time. I'll argue that this is the biggest news coming out of training camp.
See
so far.
We're on the same page.
Look, there's one. He is. I like Azeez Al-Shaair. Christian Harris is better.
His ceiling certainly
his
is.
His ceiling is higher. He's the guy that gives you a chance against Lamar Jackson and against the elite athletes in this league. He's in open field. He gives you a chance to make a play. So he's got a skill set that none of these other guys have, at least we have not seen from any of these other guys. So you're going to miss Christian Harris in a major, major way. Secondly, we've talked about this till we're blue in the face. The big question mark on at several positions defensively, but definitely at linebacker, is you got a depth problem. Your depth linebackers right now are guys that I believe are going to get torched in the pass game. When you look at Henry Toa, when you look at Jake Hansen,
I didn't love Neville Hewitt.
Neville Hewitt, hell, he still got a neck roll on. I mean, you got like these guys are going to get they're going to be a problem.
Damn, he sure did.
They're going to be a problem in the pass game. Like we saw, what was my man's name last year, six in the middle, Perriman, Denzel Perriman and Toa Toa. We saw.
Well, they had them out there together.
Yeah, we saw those guys really struggle in coverage. And in today's NFL, you got to have some dudes that can not only play linebacker, very similar to the old school guys in terms of the physicality, but also be able to cover. And I mean cover vertically, up the seams. I mean run with running backs out of the backfield. These offensive schemes are crazy right now. You've got to have some really, really, really athletic linebackers. And there is a depth problem immediately. Beyond Christian Harris, it's hard to even get remotely close to that same level of athlete at the linebacker position. So, yes, you're going to miss the player Christian Harris in a major, major way. He's the best linebacker you got. And now, all of a sudden, before the season ever starts, you could potentially be tapping into that depth, which is very suspect, before the season ever starts. And so, look, I think what is it, Delshawn Phillips?
Yeah,
Phillips, number 13. I think he's the guy to me. He's
his
got a lot of run.
Gives me some issues. He was getting swallowed up.
Yeah, but you, I mean, in this league, you like now you can't. You're not gonna win. You're not gonna have it. Like, you have to give something up. You know what I mean? You're talking about a depth linebacker. I would rather a linebacker from a size or a play style perspective, I would rather lose a little bit in the physicality and playing the run and gain something in the versatility and the ability to play the pass, the ability to cover a tight end, the ability to cover a back out of the backfield. And I'm not saying Delshawn Phillips can do it, by the way. I'm just saying that we've seen Toa Toa try, right? I mean, at this point in time, I don't know that one offseason is going to make a hell of a difference. Again, can D'Amico Ryans make it work? Yes, he's a great schemer. He's a great play designer. He's always going to, not always, 99% of the time, he's going to have his guys playing to their strengths. So, yes, he can cover that up with his play call and what kind of defense he wants to run. But, man, you can only run zone defense so long. You get in a shootout like you did last year against Tampa Bay, you get in a shootout where they're going up and down. It's a boat race. It's up and down the field. And all of a sudden, they realize, hey, man, we can attack the middle of the field all day long because their linebackers can't cover. That's going to be a major, major problem. So D'Amico can cover it, but boy, I don't know for how long.
And also to the point, like, it feels like, to me, like, they wanted to be able to do things with him. Like, to be able to do added things with, whether it's pressures or blitzes or certain things. Like, he was a key part of their attack on Lamar Jackson when they played him. It was clearly there was added things to his plate in that game. And it feels like he wants to be able to do some more things and use him almost as a playmaker, Clint. And obviously you can't do that if he ain't on the field. Another point you made, man, he couldn't get through a practice.
Yeah.
He hasn't been out there the whole time. We haven't seen him. Whatever work he's been doing has been inside. Yeah. And that first time he comes in, he's got to walk off. He's got to go off with assistance from a trainer. And we're, what, how many weeks out? They got two more preseason games.
Yeah, so you're 3 weeks out, a little over 3 weeks out.
Like, if it's a hamstring, and you, I mean, obviously.
But, I mean, you're 2 weeks out from needing to prepare for a week one.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.